probably have little redwood fences now, but I don't know. Just the, you know, regular boarded redwood fences. Lots of people have those, rather than having those. Those are cyclone fences and things like that.
What's a cyclone fence? Did you describe that?
That's that wild, you know, that's what I call it.
Okay, is it, how's the wire put together? I mean, is it?
Oh, I guess it's a little wrapped around, makes little squares and, you know.
How big are those squares about?
Oh, something like that.
What, 3 inches or 2 inches?
Oh, about 2 inches, I guess.
Are they, like,
kind of triangle like, you know, mostly they do, don't they? Kind of make a little triangle.
Okay, okay, yeah. Kind of standing on its corner.
One corner, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay. And tell me about a redwood fence. What does it look like usually?
Well, it's usually made of large boards, and some of them are made just straight. But then some of them are made, and they kind of made slant. Most people, I think they
offer
pretty, I like them.
They use around
people. And people like in the backyard mostly, and the older they get, the prettier they get, I think.
That's true, they are. And can you see through one of those fences or not?
Oh, yeah, some you can, some you can't. Some people have that made where you can't see.
Okay. What do you call the kind of fence that's made with twisted wire and has sharp points on it?
Barbed wire.
Okay. Let's see, have you ever seen a kind of fence that's made of split rails and it's like kind of zigzag fashion like that?
I wouldn't say, because I don't know that. I probably have.
Okay. If you set up a barbed wire fence, you got to dig holes for the
post.
Okay.
Set a post.
Okay. And what would you call just one of them? You call it a what would you call a fence or a wall that's made of loose stone or rock that you might get out of a field?
Rock wall? I don't know.
Okay. What would you say that your best dishes are made out of?
Our best dishes?
Yeah.
That's my best
one. What are those made out of?
That's China.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that? Made out of China?
I think I have. Somebody had one of the Easter egg made out of China.
So you'd probably call it a China
egg.
Okay. let's see. On a farm, what would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Okay, would it be made out of wood or metal?
Both.
Okay. If it was plastic, what would you call it?
Plastic pail.
Okay. What would you carry milk in on the farm?
A pail.
Okay. Alright. Used to be on the farm, well, I don't know, still, probably, people would keep a container in the kitchen for scraps, you know, table scraps after they finish eating.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take it out and throw it to the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that container that you throw the stuff in?
It's called a slop can or something. I don't know what.
Okay.
I can't remember all of those pretty things.
What all kinds of cooking utensils do you need in the kitchen?
Pots, pans, mixing bowls, and egg beaters. A lot of things you nice, you need, you don't have to have, but I like them.
Yeah.
Mix masters and
blenders
and
blender is nice too.
Toasters.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Spoons. I like cooking utensils, I'd say, cutlery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you fry eggs in? What do you call a thing fry eggs?
Skillet.
Okay. What's it made out of?
Well,